May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Today I was in Joel this morning, and I was reading these verses. From Joel chapter 1, verse 14. Consecrate a fast and proclaim a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God, and to cry out to the Lord, alas for the day of the Lord is near. The book of Joel, like many of the books in the Old Testament, particularly the minor prophets, but it's really laced throughout all the Old Testament scripture, tells us about a time in Israel's history when they were, their hearts had apostatized. They had become stagnant in spirit. And their hearts have become passive in terms of their passion for God, their desire to walk with Him, their commitment to obedience. Their love for God had begun to fade. And so what the Lord would do, He would give them opportunities to cry out to Him, to stir up their hearts again for Him, and then they would go through a period of revival. And He would often stir their hearts up by allowing them to go through hardship, by allowing them to go through some difficult times. And it was a judgment, but it was a judgment of love. It was the judgment to awaken first love again in their hearts. And Joel is probably the best book in all the Bible about revival and that kind of thing. So once again, that's the storyline of Joel. And then when he says to them, he stirs them up and says to cry out to the Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. And even though the consequences of not crying out to God would be more destruction because of God wanting to stir them up, the whole point being is, if you cry out to me, and if you read Joel chapter 2, he says, perhaps God will leave a blessing instead. What struck me this morning was this, is that he says, cry out to the Lord, for the Lord is near. And the motivation for crying out to the Lord was that the Lord was near. Most of the time when believers start crying out to God, they cry out to God in desperation because they're afraid of things that they were hoping for, manifestations of God's glory and power in a particular situation is beginning to slip away. Or the circumstance has just gotten worse, and so they just start crying out for the Lord to come near and for the Lord to manifest Himself in presence and power in that situation. But the truth is, according to this, He calls him to cry out, for God is near. And the truth is that when you find yourself with your heart beating faster, with a sense of urgency to begin to cry out for a manifestation of God's power and presence in the situation, it's not because God's far, it's because He's actually near. That He's at the point of manifestation. But He allows us to participate in the process of birthing the manifestation of His presence and power. There's a place in Isaiah that talks about this. This is Isaiah 66, verse 8. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Can a land be born in one day? Can a nation be brought forth all at once? As soon as Zion travailed, she also brought forth her sons. Shall I bring to the point of birth and not give deliverance, says the Lord? Or shall I, who give delivery, shut the womb, says the Lord your God? So he says, he had already impregnated Israel with the desires and the designs of heaven. But when they began to travail, those things began to manifest. And the travailing part of birthing is the last push. The child is near. When a child begins to crown, that's when the pushing gets even more serious. And that's the same thing with the Lord. That if you find yourself in a place where you feel an urgency to begin to cry out to God in faith for the manifestation of His presence and power in a certain situation, that's evidence to you that God is near. And He's simply wanting the final push. And our crying out in faith is that final push that allows Him to breach into our situation in manifestation of power, glory, and presence. It's not the desire to cry out, isn't the cry of panic, because you want to draw God back into, because you feel like He's slipping away. It's proof that He's near. And what's happened to you is He's gotten close enough in manifestation to where His heartbeat has begun to affect your spiritual heartbeat. And that's causing you to want to cry, to travail, because it's coming from Him. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.